Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Tuesday, the 26th of March. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. Yesterday, I talked about two major macro surprises for the year, and I concentrated upon the resilience in Europe's economy. Today, we're going to talk about the other surprise, which is the tight oil demand and supply. Now, crude oil prices have been demonstrating a healthy uptrend since the middle of December last year, making higher highs and higher lows. We see oil likely reaching $84 per barrel, with the next resistance at $91 per barrel. The tight oil demand and supply is likely to deplete oil inventories, which has just been below its five-year average. Let us dig deeper into the current topical supply and demand factors. On the supply front, the catalyst for the month-to-date gain is a series of Ukrainian drone attacks on Russian facilities, which are estimated to have shut down 7% of Russia's refining capacity. Now, although the US has urged Ukraine to hold the strikes, Ukraine maintains that Russian oil refineries are legitimate targets. Meanwhile, the extension of OPEC Plus 2.2 million barrels per day of voluntary production cuts into the second quarter maintains a floor beneath crude oil supply and prices. On the demand side, conditions remain firm. So it is worth noting that the International Energy Agency, IEA, upgraded its 2024 oil demand growth forecast by 110,000 barrels per day to 1.3 million barrels per day. Now, global manufacturing indicators point to an improvement in the industrial cycle. So the year-to-date increase in oil price is consistent with the rally in global risky assets and improved sentiment towards the economic outlook. Now, the strong oil prices is translating into strong price action in global energy equities, especially those in the US. Now, I found a number of very beautiful charts in US energy stocks, where they're grinding up higher after finding a base in February this year. So this matches with the confirmation of a Trump versus Biden rematch in the upcoming US elections. And US energy stocks serve as a good quote-unquote Trump trade because he's a vocal supporter of traditional energy. Moreover, energy equities serve as a hedge on any stickiness in US inflation. So they gel very well and work well as a good barbell with the US growth sectors. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.